There is no better cure after a late night in New York than a young, smiling face. Youngsters wanting to say hi, get a picture, or an autograph. And it's even better when there's a gymnasium full of them. The Vikings may have gotten back to Minneapolis at 5 a.m. on Tuesday morning, but that didn't stop them from hitting the community and giving back.
Well, we are at Sheraton Elementary, and we are celebrating youth and activity and staying fit and healthy. The Greater Twin Cities United Way is a longtime funder of the Beacons program from the YMCA, and they partner here at Sheraton and help kids with after-school programs. And we're also here with the Vikings, and they're a longtime partner with United Way as well, helping us really get kids active and celebrate life.
Knowing firsthand the importance of exercise, conditioning, and staying active, a group of Vikings players made a visit to a Minneapolis school to share with hundreds of kids the role that staying fit has in their lives. The eager students were in awe of their visitors, while the players were just as happy to see the excited youngsters.
This is just fun to be able to interact with these kids and just put a smile on their face and enjoy the activities that they like to do. And we played an awesome game here today, something like dodgeball. It was very fun, and I enjoy playing it.
Every time I come and do a community service event, it's important to me, man. And I love to see the smiles on the kids' faces. And, you know, I think that it's an important thing that we do just to show them that we're not, you know what I'm saying, out of reach with them. And they could reach out and touch us. And the things that we do is obtainable. They just keep dreaming and working hard and listening to their folks. Everything will work itself out.
I think it was an amazing time for our young people. We've kind of been hyping this up for a few weeks now. And our young people are just so happy to have this opportunity to be able to see Vikings players for real, not on TV, and to kind of have those role models and have them come into the community and meet young people who they can look up to and have those really positive role models. And for them just to talk about, you know, the importance of staying in school, the importance of concentrating on homework, and being respectful. I heard that word a couple times too. So that's great to connect it back to one of our four core values.
When we came in, we didn't get a big cheer. But boy, those Vikings came in, those kids went crazy. So the leadership that the Vikings player present, the kids' attachment, their interaction with them, and really talking about how sports and activity and being part of a group can help build those leadership skills for a successful life, it's pretty amazing to see. We love to see our donor dollars at work helping kids engage with groups like the Vikings, but also staying active and being healthy.
The United Way's $10,000 donation for new equipment to help kids stay active led to an intense afternoon for the players and students. Gone were the friendly smiles as the Vikings and kids engaged in an intense dodgeball game in the newly donated fitness zone.
We got a good little workout in on the day off, so yeah, we were sweating, just having fun with the kids, laughing, and just enjoying this experience. The best player, man, the kids, they were awesome, man. They were going at it. A lot of the kids are athletic, and man, it was just a joy playing with them.
Fierce competitors out there, man. Like I say, I think you breed that competition at the childhood level, and you know everyone understands at a young age that it isn't okay to lose, and that you should have some type of competition, you know, competitive spirit. So I think it was all fun and games, but at the same time, I like to see the young kids getting after it, though.
The award for top dodgeball player won't be easy to determine, but there is no doubt there were plenty of smiles and good times on Tuesday at Sheridan Elementary School in Minneapolis. It was hard to tell who had the better time, the kids or the players. And that makes for a great day.
Knowing that, you know, I just try to do my best to prepare for life after football and try to put myself in a position that I can still continue to be successful.
Coming up, learn how a Vikings veteran works hard to improve his skills in another profession.
We'll look at what I did and try to be that example.
Plus, from big hits to game-changing interceptions, look back at a Pro Bowl career of one former star.
It's nice to see all the fans gathering together week after week and just showing their Pro Bowl pride.
And learn why a bar, not in the Midwest, but in the middle of New York City, has become a purple hangout. That's next on Vikings Beyond the Gridiron.